Trump DOJ creates Second Amendment Task Force. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 9, 2025. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced the creation of a Second Amendment Task Force on Tuesday. Using a memo to tell DOJ employees, the task force was created to prevent two-way rights from being treated like second-class rights. NBC News published parts of the memo, which said, "For too long, the Second Amendment, which establishes the fundamental individual right of Americans to keep and bear arms, has been treated as a second-class right. No more." Representative Riley M. Moore, RWV, reacted to Bondi's announcement with a post to X, noting, "The Second Amendment is the premier constitutional right, it guards all others." Earlier this week, FBI Director and Acting ATF Director Kash Patel ended the ATF's zero-tolerance policy, a policy which had been used under President Biden to shut down licensed firearms dealers over paperwork errors. Patel also made clear that certain Biden-era ATF rules, i.e., the one pertaining to being engaged in the business and the one regarding our pistol stabilizer braces, were being scrutinized and may face action as well. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.